Blog Talk Radio.
You are now about to witness
your DJ for this evening.
Hello.
Hit me.
This is a test.
It's serious.
It's a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let the rhythm take you.
Yeah.
The rhythm.
The music.
The music.
Music. Oh, I love stuff.
Now, here comes the music.
Are you ready?
Okay, boys.
Here we go.
Da da da.
right, y'all. Good evening. Welcome to the Y'all New Donnie B Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Donnie B. I want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there listening to us. And it's going down this hot new radio show. I had to listen to make sure that my show was on. I definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be playing some good music tonight, gospel music. We also going to be playing a mix of different type of music. The type of program we're going to be doing is talking about what's going on from news to community. We had a really hot show on last night. Definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that was tuning in to us on last night and stuff. It was a really, really hot show. And we're hoping to have another hot show again tonight. And just playing nothing but the best in music. And, and playing your shout outs. Let you call in at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. Let us know, you know, what's going down with you. A shout out to Sister Deborah, who's going to be calling in tonight, listening to us. And Queen B, oh my goodness, Queen B will be calling in tonight, too. So, as TDJ say, get ready. We want y'all to just get ready. And, I don't know about y'all, man, but tonight we're going to be playing this, song that Jay-Z did on last night called Open Letter. Now, there's a big controversy going on behind that, and we're going to get to the bottom of that. Miss Karen Hines, the talk show host on Blog Talk, she will be calling in, giving us her input. And y'all can check out her radio show weeknights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I mean, for every Friday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to 10 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And she'll be calling back in. I'm so sleepy, y'all, but you know, we got to do a show. But anyway, we'll be talking about that tonight. We're also going to be bringing up the fact that there's a lot of craziness that's going on in the news. Sad news in Irving, Texas, where a bus wreck happened. 43 people was on that bus. Two was killed, and the rest was injured. We're going to keep you abreast on that. We got information about that that happened on today. That's the top story news of the day on certain things that's happening in our community. The big thing that we're going to talk about tonight is the gun law. What are your thoughts on the gun law? Do you think that Barack Obama is doing the right thing? So if you think that Barack Obama is doing the right thing, we definitely want to hear from you about that. And we're going to be talking to a lot of different people. Up and Down Magazine Radio, man, is going to be doing a lot of different stuff in the black community. Also, we're going to talk about the job fair that's going on next week. Here in Fort Worth, the Fort Worth Housing Authority is having a job fair. And we're going to talk about that. So coming up, and that's going to be April the 18th, 2013. We're going to talk about that and stuff. There's going to be a big thing happening with that. We also going to talk about some very important issue that's going on in our community that we need to talk about and bring up. And the fact that there is a lot of different stuff that's happening in our community as well. Carlos is running for re-elected for the school board here for the Fort Worth Independent School District School Board. And hopefully this week or next week we'll have him on the program to talk about why is he rerunning again for school board. We will be talking to him and stuff. So there's a lot of different stuff that we're going to be talking about. And a shout-out to Frank Moss and the rest of the community who does a wonderful, wonderful job in the black community. And, again, we're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff. So y'all get ready. Again, if you want to call in and kick your shout out, 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. Again, 347-989-1725. If you got a shout out or anything. Shout out to Lico Mack, who'll be calling in as well, man. And shout out to all my friends on Facebook that be listening to us and join the program and stuff. So we're gonna go ahead on and go to some more music. And we're going to have a lot more coming up right here. We are your number one voice in the black community, not only in the black community, but in the community period, that's trying to do some stuff in the community. We'll be right back. It's going down. right here of the Down Magazine Radio.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding with my top down, down, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
Yeah. Back on the grind again. I know it's been a little while, but it's time again. Folks have to pray when you gon' rhyme again. I'm like, hold up, give me time, my man. See a lot of things change, some stay the same. I'm from X down to D down to Memphis, man. One thing is for sure, and where I go, you gon' call up in the cup, money talk to close, yeah. They talk about it all the time and put it in their phone. They drive around and play it loud like it ain't nothing wrong. And all they talk about is simple stuff. Not everybody acting bad, thinking that they are good. They trying to drive me out, but all they ain't gon' count me out. Got a backpack full of tracks, but I keep it telling back to the weekend, pound it out. Plus I'm bumping these Jesus people whenever they see me. People looking all confused, and every one of my dudes is screaming, Jesus, Jesus. I was bumping that treasure, DJ rolling with me. Both our heads nodding like we told to know we tipsy. But we ain't been drinking, man. All these songs just hanging, man. Got us screaming Jesus out the window while we changing lanes, while we just
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down, riding with my top down, down. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Riding with my top, riding, riding with my top down, riding with my top down.
Then when we come back from the commercial, we'll be going live to Deep Fly right here. We'll be right back.
On Crikey.com, streaming at 320, broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with music at 320k.
Thank you very much for listening to this radio station at this present moment in time. Now, we do need your help. All we need from you is to hit them logos above your head at least twice a week. And please tell your friends or anybody else that you know that listens to this radio station at this present moment in time to hit them advertising logos twice a week. It is important to this radio station for you to do that, as this radio station, which is a part of the www.crikey.com network, will grow. And without your help, yes, your help, this station will not grow. So think about it. The next move for version 3 is down to you. Now please, hit them logos above your head at least twice a week. And the station that you're listening to will grow a lot faster. More hits, closer we get.
The first annual Urban Underground Awards 2013. The Urban Underground Awards is dedicated to bring recognition to the nation. Hard working, unsigned, underrated talent in all genres. Music, fashion, blogging, etc. in 20 plus categories. The 2013 Urban Underground Awards will recognize all talent annually. First phase has begun. Submission phase. In order to compete, contestants must submit 2 to 3 songs, type biography, including a picture via email. In addition, submissions will be also accepted for models and graffiti artists also. The models and graffiti artists must submit 2 photos of their work beginning April 1st. The email address to submit to competition is urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. I do repeat, urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. And don't forget, log in to cboyuradio.com to see rules and regulations, and most important, the category. Peace.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm your man, Mr. Donnie B. Check this out, man. Everybody's talking about the hottest new late night show, Up and Down Magazine Radio. Make sure you check us out Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. as we talk about entertainment, celebrity, we talk about news, we talk about community, we talk about what you want to hear. Call in every night and be part of the conversation. Be part of what everybody's talking about. Again, the telephone number is 347-989-1725. Tune in to us weeknights, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are definitely making a difference.
Go to the streets is here. Blocks Magazine. That's www.blockzebramagazine.com. Get with us for your marketing, promotional, and branding services. You need radio play? We got that. You need EPKs? We got that. You need viral marketing? We got that. You need PR? We got that. Websites, graphics, whatever you need, we got that. That's www.blockzebramagazine.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Blocks Magazine. Let's go.
Face Entertainment, Lil' B Mafia Music, in cooperation with Don Squad Magazine, presents rapper, singer, Meow Baby, G-Fly, Kellogg's Kitty Cat King, performing live May the 3rd, Friday, at the Don Squad Magazine Awards Show in Richmond, VA, at Mirage. Yes, sir. For more information, call 804-601-0344 or 910-374-8947. Dime, D-Y-M-E Squad Magazine Awards at YOLA, YOLASITE.com. And vote me, Meow Baby, G-Fly. I am the best me for the best mix CD of the year.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Yes, that's right, y'all. You are tuning in to the hottest new radio show across the country, man, where we give you an opportunity to tell what is on your mind. This radio show is all about you. It's all about the community. It's all about what you want to do. We're going live to the phone lines right now. I want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there tuning in to us all across the country. Another exciting program tonight. We're going to be talking about all kinds of hot topics that's going on in our community. And what do y'all think about this open letter that Jay-Z got out? He just did a song, went to the studio last night, did a song, and now it's all over the internet. Open letter. We're going to play that song later on tonight. I want to say a big shout-out to Miss Carrie Hines for giving us an inside scoop on that. And Hopefully we'll be talking to her later on in the broadcast. And we also going to talk about this gun law. What are y'all thoughts on that? Do y'all think Barack Obama is doing a good job with the gun law? And will it happen? We're going to talk about that coming up in a little bit right here. But we're going live to the phone. Last week, I got my boy G-Fly. Y'all might have heard him on the commercial. What's going down? Good morning. Good evening, G-Fly. What's up, man? What's going on with you, man?
Meow, baby. What's up, old world famous, my man, Donnie B, man? That's just out here promoting left and right. You know what I'm saying? Getting that, Mix CD, I'm the best me out there, promoted with a single, Drop It Low. You know, just doing what I got to do to make it happen. I'll be heading out to Richmond, VA in May the 3rd to perform at the Don's Club Music Awards. Thank y'all for showing love to my commercial. Everybody, let's get in. Let's get it done. Let's vote, man. Don's Club Magazines, man. You know, vote for me. Let's get in. G-Fly, I'm the best me. But not only that, what's most important, it's not just the music, it's the fact that we're doing the charity and have been doing a charity for about 3 months now as far as dialysis is concerned, you know, saving the tops of the canned sodas for dialysis patients, man. And we've been trying to really, really push that. And we want some help. I mean, we want it to go beyond North Carolina. We want it to go into other states also because we realize that dialysis is a big epidemic that's affecting a lot of people in the Native American community and the African American communities. And if y'all wouldn't mind helping me do that, I want to tell you that you can link up with me at Carlton Barber on Facebook and send me a friend request or call me at 910-374-8947, 910-374-8947, and we can get with you and figure out a plan of execution to bring this charity for a worthy cause to your state, to your hood, to your community, so we can get awareness about this epidemic of dialysis.
Now, real quick, G-Fly, when you talk about dialysis, what are we talking about? Are we talking about people that got diabetes? Are we talking about people that got kidney
failure? Yeah, we're
talking
about people that got diabetes type 1, diabetes type 2, don't have enough sugar in their blood or too much sugar. And it mainly deals with, in a long story put short, the diet that they have, that they're eating. It has to do with your diet, and you're not getting enough exercise, and you're not drinking enough water. That's the three different things that dialysis has to do with. And it also can be brought about through your kidneys not flushing out the toxins that is in your body because you're not drinking enough water, you're not doing enough regular exercise, and you're eating the wrong.
Hold it down for a second, sir. Let me ask you this now. What are your charity? What's different about your charity compared to everybody else? What are you going to do that's going to stop? Are you trying to stop it? What all are you trying to do? Give me some input on everything that you're trying to do with this charity. So we can kind of educate my listeners, because we got a lot of listeners out there, very intelligent listeners out there, and we want to make sure that we are giving a good point. So give me some good points on your charity so people will know exactly what's going on, because I'm still trying to get an understanding of this charity that you're doing. When you start mentioning money, people want to know what this money going to go on, how this going to benefit. So let's talk about that real quick, G-Blood. Give me a good understanding of this charity that you're trying to do and who is qualified for this money.
Well, we're actually, it's not a money charity right now. The only money that's being put in it is the money that In Your Face Entertainment is putting in as far as the distribution of the flyers and the charity and stuff like that, and the money that In Your Face Entertainment, my label, is putting in for as far as the gas when we go out and promote this charity.
So let me ask you this. Hold on for 1 second. So let me ask you this. What do you want the listeners to do? Are you saying you want the money? Are you collecting tops?
Actually, what it is right now we have two locations in North Carolina. So if there's any artists in North Carolina calling, We've got a place in Sanford, North Carolina, the Piggly Wiggly, on Horner Boulevard in Sanford, North Carolina, and Pittsburgh, North Carolina. And those are the two drop-offs for the canned soda tops. But what we wish to do and our prayers are is to make this thing a state-to-state issue. I mean, because what we would love to do is have people who have businesses call us and be willing to collect the tops in their communities, in their hoods, in their states, so that we can take this thing worldwide through time by the grace of God.
By the grace of God. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's a good thing that you are trying to do, man. We still need to be educated a little bit about that. Are you saying that the top, when you collect the tops, how do you get money off of? Do you sell the tops?
It's not a matter of getting money. We take them to the dialysis center, and the dialysis people use these tops to get, you know, money for the dialysis patients. And they also, from my understanding of talking to the dialysis center in my community of Sanford, North Carolina, they use these to make needles in the dialysis procedures.
Okay. You got your point across, so hopefully you get some good luck with that, man, and hopefully you'll get some comments on that, and people would try to help you. For more information, man, you want to give out a phone number?
910-374-8947, 910-374-8947, Carlton Barber on Facebook. For more information, you'll see the flyer there. It lives in Sanford, North Carolina, and from Lumberton, North Carolina, originally.
All right, y'all. Y'all hear the prayers right here on the Y'all New Dunnaby Radio Show. We'll be trying to make a big difference in the community. And that's what it's all about. If you got a comment or if you want to talk about it, whatever you want to talk about, people, just give us a call at 347-989-1725. I want to say a big shout-out to the twins who are going to be calling in tonight as well. Shout-out to Center Stage. I can check out Center Stage. Hosted by your girl, Carrie Hines. Tune in to Center Stage every Friday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And you better believe when it comes down to the community, they are in the community. Again, 817. Wait a minute. Oh, I forgot. Carrie, put your phone number. Put the radio station's phone number. She'll put it down. We're going to have a lot more coming up. You're definitely tuning into the all-new Up and Down Magazine radio show. And, again, Carlton, so you say that you want people to donate to your cause?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Y'all hear the first right here on the all-new Up and Down Radio Magazine show. Well, we are doing it big in the community. And we got a lot of people are listening to the program by phone. And shout out to everybody out there that's tuning in to us. And we're going to have a lot more coming up. We're going to some more music. We'll be right back. Going down. Donnie B! We're in the building.
Lord have mercy and pity on your sons, what I once was and what I have become. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy and pity on your sons.
Dark past, full of evil endeavors, heart clean never, black and ugly as ever. However, I see my family die from them rocks, the fiends on blocks, including my own pops. Homie, I've seen too much to drink them two cups. Can't lean on the lean, already way too screwed up. Was way too gone, I was way too cold. 50-yard Hail Mary, I was way too sold. I was Tarzan, raised by gorillas in the beast. Gorilla the beat, then that truth came hit me, got me out of my brain. All my partners say I'm changed, now I'm gonna say the same, huh?
I seen them boys, man, take that broad way. For God's sake, 50 boy, he just took three the hard way. I tossed me up, hard away, crucifix, no jewelry. This wouldn't be easy, took for me, took them up to Calvary. was a DGK, wildin' out to UGK, running from the APD, puffin', puffin', every day, no freak, gang made, I was looking for a super freak, damn, damn it, yo, candy, super sweet, but now your boy turned up, freak from all the pain, yeah, volume on 10, you can call it unashamed.
I'm on my grizzly. Jesus turned me around so fast that you would swear I was dizzy. Now they asking who is it? Now they wondering my name. I run in my own lane, screaming Jesus came. Till my heart stop pumping, no more blood in my veins. Watch me turn up every day, homeboy, I'm so unashamed.
Shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us. Shout out to Miss Carrie. We got a lot of people that are tuning in to us by phone. A lot of people that's tuning in to us online. Good evening, Miss Carrie. How you doing?
Good evening, Johnny B. How you doing?
Hey, I am blessed. Cannot complain. What about you?
I'm great. I really am. I'm great today.
All right, well, Carrie, you know we need to go ahead on and get to the bottom of it. There's a lot of stuff that's happening in the top news of today. We definitely want to say our prayers out to people in Irving, Texas, who was two people that was killed on the, you know, with that bus wreck on today.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, Ms. Carrie?
You know, it's unfortunate. They appear to be a bunch of senior citizens that were really just on a outing on their way to the casino, and they had an unfortunate bus accident, and it appears that there's like two people that were killed. I think the organizer of the trip and another one of the passengers, and it appears that the driver is in critical condition because he was thrown from the windshield. So I agree with you.
Right.
That would be our prayers to the families for those affected.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, we also got to talk about this open letter. Oh, my goodness. Everybody, it's making news all across the country. Everybody talking about this open letter. What do you think was happening with Jay-Z when he made that song Overnight?
You know, I think what happened was he allowed his emotions to maybe get out of control a little bit, and maybe he didn't think it through real well, you know, before responding. Maybe he should have just allowed his attorney to maybe handle it and maybe not have done the song.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, he's definitely making noise with that today, with that song. And I heard the song, and it was, I mean, he sounded very, very angry and upset.
Do you have the song?
I have the song. I'm looking for it right now on my keyboard. And
I would love for everybody to hear that before we actually respond to it, because, you know, it just is a lot in there. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of messages out there, and a lot of things to be taken, and a lot of metaphors in there. So, you know, the thing about metaphors is, you know, it depends upon, you know, how people understand it. So,
right.
Like the politicians hear the words of the song, they may take it literally when he may be meaning it another way, or vice versa. And so you really just have to, you know, wonder how it's going to be received once those congressmen who actually ask for the investigation into his trip to Cuba will respond once they hear that new song that he's put out, Open Letter.
Well, let's hear it right now. Open Letter by Jay-Z. This was done overnight.
Congressmen and senators, if you pay attention, they're attorneys. You know, these are well-educated people in most instances. And so to refer to them as idiots, and you know, most of them holding law degrees, you know, they put their heads together and they could probably, you know, end up, you know, looking into his tax information. You know, he refers to the fact that when you're making a lot of bread, you know, people try to jam you up, you know. So, you know, he's telling them I'm making a lot of money and y'all hating on me. So I just think, you know, maybe I wouldn't have said that. You know, I probably wouldn't have called them idiots, you know, and I probably wouldn't have said anything about shooting or buying drugs, you know, and putting them on the street either. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot of metaphors in the song. You know, he could say he meant something else, you know, but, you know, it's up to the person that's interpreting it. And so I just think a lot of the things were just really a little racy to say.
So let me ask you this. I've got to ask you this real quick. So do you think that this is, could this be the last time we hear from him? Could we be hearing more about this in the near future?
I think this is not the last time you're going to hear about that open letter. I think this is they probably made their last trip to the White House. I think in most cases, you know, the president, you know, being the leader of the free world, is probably going to have to distance himself a little bit from Jay-Z and this situation because, you know, ultimately, you know, now he's going to be under scrutiny, you know, for why are you a president hanging out with a rap star? And so especially a rap star who's putting out, you know, music like this in a situation like this. So I think, it's going to have to, you know, probably be the last time we're going to see him connected to the president. I say that.
Wow, that's very interesting. I'm just hoping that he get his head together because he could be, you know, getting into some major trouble.
I really think, you know, it's probably twofold. I think he probably was angry, you know, and he said, let me just, you know, spit something, you know, to show him what I'm thinking. And then I think on another level, you know, it was probably something to you know, bring publicity to it, but not realizing, I think, sometimes when you're doing it, you know, in an industry, if he was just, you know, beefing with somebody, you know, like maybe a Lil Wayne, is different than if you got beef with a politician, you know, because they have a lot of power, you know, to open up a lot of investigations about you. So that's scary.
Whoa. Well, y'all heard it first. Wow, that is crazy. Also, we want to get into this crazy man overseas who's still threatening the United States with power, claiming that he got all this power.
Oh, you mean North Korea?
Yes.
Oh.
I've been reading up about that.
You know, North Korea, that's another situation. I really do, again, you don't know if this guy's doing it just for publicity, you know, to keep himself relevant where, you know, people are talking about him. You know, some people like to see their names in the newspaper every day. Or this guy really made it serious. I mean, because the Bible speaks of wars and rumors of wars.
Right.
And so, you know, this may be a situation where we got a leader that's like a hothead who just may, you know, just test, you know, things. Who knows? So because people know so little about him because he's been in power for such a short period of time, he really may be getting ready to make good on those promises. We just don't know.
Wow. So should we continue to watch his every move?
Absolutely. I think watch and pray because, you know, that the thing is, if once it jumps off, there's no turning back. You know, so we really have to be, you know, watching and praying because I think if he ever decides to do it, you know, it's all or nothing. And so, you know, I just hope that he thinks about his people and our government thinks about our people and what situation that may put us in if we decide to go to the next level if he does what he does.
Right. Okay. Also, the biggest thing that that we've been talking about all this week, and we continue to talk about it, and people continue to comment on Facebook about it, is the gun law. The thing that Barack Obama did, was that a good thing, and why is there so much emotional going on with the Republicans about this new gun law? What's the deal with that?
You know, excuse me, the gun law is a tricky thing because, you know, a lot of people take their guns very seriously. You know, and the new gun laws that they're trying to put in place, you know, the scary part about you know, co-signing to, okay, it's a good thing for them to, you know, take up assault weapons, is because what we know is the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. That's Dr. Phil's favorite statement. And so that said, after 9/11, we all signed on and said the Patriot Act was a good thing because we wanted our country to be able to eavesdrop on the terrorists, because we were thinking as long as they can eavesdrop on the terrorists, you know, we know that we're going to be safe. Well, what we got out of that was now they eavesdrop on us all. So we have to be real careful with that gun law and saying that it's a good thing, because a lot of times they'll tell us that it's going to be about one thing and then they'll put something else in on the back end. So I think we all need to be very cautious and very prayerful in saying that the change in gun laws right now is a good thing. I think I'm not really ready to trust anything as far as changing any gun laws. Yeah, I'm not ready.
Well, I definitely want to say a shout-out to everybody that tuned in to us on last night. Kerry, you got a lot of comments on last night's program. They really, really love you. Shout-out to John White. Shout-out to Chill Mode out there in Los Angeles. He's been calling me all day for you, Kerry.
I left Chill Mode a message. I will touch bases with him again tomorrow. But I definitely enjoyed the conversation last night. That it was an awesome show last night.
Yes, it was. Now, Kerry, you got a big show tomorrow night, and we'll be coming on tomorrow behind you. Right after you go off, but we'll come on at 10 tomorrow night. On Fridays and on Thursday and Friday, we come on at 10 o'clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can tune in to us from 9 to 11, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, come on at 10 o'clock. Kerry, is there anything you want to say about tomorrow night program?
Tomorrow night, first of all, tune in to Center Stage tomorrow night. We're on each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern. Center Stage is a Guthrie talk show on Blog Talk Radio, and we cover all types of topics. You know, from Down Low Brothers to the New World Order. You know, we talk about GMOs, which is genetically modified foods. We talk about things that affect our community, HIV and AIDS. You know, sometimes we talk to celebrities, but that's not what we're about. But from time to time, people like Lavelle Crawford and Dick Gregory have stopped by. You know, different. We try to cover a little of everything, but basically we're about sharing information that we feel that will affect our community. So, you know, we're about that for the most part. But every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern, check out Center Stage right here on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, y'all. Make sure y'all check it out. And also give out their phone number, Kerry, because, you know, we got a lot of listeners that may not have a computer, may just want to listen in.
Yeah, if you just want to listen into the show via the phone, the number for Center Stage is 347-850-8390. Again, that number is 347-850-8390.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kerry, for talking to us about that. We're going to play some more music. Kerry, I haven't had a chance to do it today, but I got to get your commercials done to put on our program. Now, Kerry, real quick before we let you go, we're going to go to this bus wreck. We got more information about what happened at this bus wreck. We got some audio we're going to play right now. Y'all check it out.
Oklahoma for a casino trip.
It's not clear yet what caused the driver to veer to the right, but here's what happened next.
The chartered Cardinal Coach Line bus was headed north on Highway 161 when it hit a rubber crash cushion. State Trooper Lonnie Haschel describes what happened next.
Hit that, it bounced back across the lanes of 161 into the grassy area and struck a concrete barrier.
Video from Chopper 5 shows cushion and skid marks.
It rode up on top of that concrete barrier and then overturned on its right-hand side.
The bus came to a stop in the grassy median of the highway. No other vehicles were involved in the wreck.
It took just a few minutes for emergency and rescue crews to actually make it to the crash scene.
Yeah, back once again to a live picture here from Chopper 5. You know, in those first few moments, people who saw...
That report is coming from NBCDFW.com. When it comes down to breaking news, y'all make sure y'all check out NBC News. That's the local news station here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Kerry, I got to ask you this, though, Kerry. Was the man drinking the night before, or have he not been getting enough sleep? What do you think?
You know, I saw I saw his family on the news, and they say he, you know, he's been driving for years, and you know that he's an excellent driver. You know, for what I heard, his some of his family members say on the late night news this evening. So I can only assume that maybe it was a medical condition. You know, could have been a, you know, he could have had a stroke or heart attack. You never know, because they said whatever happened, the impact took him through the windshield. So obviously he lost complete control for the impact to have, you know, crossed over the field and hit the concrete wall, and then, you know, all of that. I think he obviously, something went wrong.
Wow.
You know, and to have that, I think there was 40-something people on board. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
Two was killed. Yeah. Two was killed. It was actually 43 people that was on board, but two of them out of the 43 was killed, and the rest was injured. Some was life-threatened, some wasn't. So I'm quite sure we'll continue to hear this report. They've been broadcasting it on the Dallas-Fort Worth TV all day long. So it's been the hot topic of the day in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Also, Carrie, we want to get into this new DA, first African-American female out there in Kaufman, Texas. What are your thoughts on that?
You know better her than me to say that.
I would
hope that, you know, she hasn't been selected because nobody else wants a job. But you say, because, you know, she made a comment on the news this evening that, you know, they all were in danger. So, you know, no matter if she took the position or didn't take the position, you know, being a part of the office in Kaufman County, you were still in danger. So, you know, I don't know if I totally agree with that, but I don't think I would have taken it at this time. I think it's just too many unanswered questions. And too much,
right.
You know, stuff going on.
She seemed young.
She's
kind of young, too, if you see her.
Yeah, I think that the unfortunate part of the situation is, more than likely she would have never gotten an opportunity had this, you know, situation, you know, never occurred. So that's the unfortunate thing, but I don't think I would have taken it at this time, no.
No, because it's a lot of unanswered questions that's going on, and who to say that she may not be next. That's a scary
part
about it.
And the thing is, it just seems like what we've heard, and I'm sure she knows more than we know, but from what we've heard from the media, it's just no, you know, clear answers as to who, what, when, where, and how. Nothing has been answered. So there's no way I would have touched that with a 10-foot pole.
Wow, that is amazing. And unfortunately, she gets the position at the wrong time.
Yeah.
A time that, yeah, like you say, nobody else wants the position. So, okay, I'm going to give it to, I'll tell you what, we'll give it to a lady now. We'll give it to the first African-American female. Yeah, but in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, do I really want this position at this present time? Do I need to do some investigation?
I think they offered it to somebody before they offered it to her. It was a white male, and I think he declined. He was like, no,
I think I would have cared. I kind of would have done the same thing, too.
Exactly.
I probably would have said, I don't think I want this position. Not at this time.
Exactly.
Whoever did it was kind of smart.
Yeah. And then, you know, have you touched on the situation that happened on Love Hip Hop Atlanta?
No, talk about it.
I don't know, Donnie Reed. What I do know is that there appears to have been actually taping the show, and today, or I think yesterday, maybe yesterday, I think, what happened was Scrappy's in the middle of this, little Scrappy. Scrappy's baby mama is Erica Dixon, and Erica Dixon got into an altercation with a girl that's called Shay Bucky Johnson. Shay Bucky Johnson first came on the scene of reality shows when she was on Flavor of Love 2.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow became the best friend of Lil Scrappy. But I think they also had, like, you know, some sexual things going on. And so this particular episode, they were on the set, and immediately when they saw each other during this film, and I shouldn't call it the set, supposedly it's reality TV, so, you know, they were filming, and when they saw each other, they immediately ran toward each other, and the altercation began, and I understand that Erica Dixon pulled up something that has not been identified, but some people are saying it's possibly a switchblade, and she cut Shay Bucky Johnson in the face. So, yeah, what we know about the crew at Love Hip Hop Atlanta, allegedly they made everybody erase everything on their cameras that showed that incident. So no charges have been filed as of the time that Media Takeout reported this. But yeah.
Also, let's touch on a little bit about what's the latest update on what's his name, Gerald Wright, Dalton. Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh, Jeremiah Wright. He's the ex-pastor of President Barack Obama. I think he's the pastor that married Barack Obama's the Obamas, Michelle and Barack Obama. He married them. And they also were members of his church for like 20 years. But all I really know about that situation is that today a story broke that the daughter of Jeremiah Wright had been brought up on charges, you know, of being involved in some kind of situation in which a nonprofit that she was working for allegedly there was $28,000 that some kind of way she's associated with, you know, being involved with it being misappropriated, let's just say that. And so apparently she was talking to investigators and they believe that she gave them misinformation. And she also went before the grand jury and they believe that she again gave them misinformation. So the charges are pretty serious that they brought against her. I don't remember exactly what they were, but I think the first count holds like sentenced up to like 20 years in prison, and the others I think are like up to 5 years in prison. So I think she had a total of like 11 counts against her total. So that could be very serious. So
wow.
That's the daughter of Jeremiah Wright, the ex-pastor of that church in Chicago that President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama used to be members of.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I tell you what, thank you for giving us that report, and hopefully you'll be calling in tomorrow night after your show tomorrow night. And we definitely need to support Carrie. Y'all definitely support Center Stage and tune into her tomorrow night, Thursday, tomorrow evening, right here on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. That's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Y'all make sure y'all check out the program. It's going to be an awesome show. And I can't wait. If y'all missed last Friday night show, y'all can go back and listen to it anytime you want. Just you can also download the show. Now, Carrie, they can download your show for free and put it on anywhere they want to, right?
Yeah, and Center Stage has a rich archive of you know, shows that we've done. You know, there's some really great podcasts. So I encourage anybody to go and check out some of the shows we've done. We've done a little of everything. If people have been talking about it, we've been doing shows on it. So definitely go and check out some of the previous shows, and also check us out tomorrow night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Check out Center Stage.
All right. And they can also Google search Center Stage too, right?
Yes. If you Google Center Stage or if you Google Carrie Hines, there's a lot of information out there on stuff we've done. So, yeah, we've got a lot of great shows out there.
And, Carrie, you make sure you go and get that Black Voice of La Vida, y'all. Go and pick up your local black newspaper here in the Fort Worth, Arlington area. You can check out my pictures, Carrie, that I took. I do a photographer for the Black Voice.
I was looking for that today. It wasn't in my area, the area that I'm in, I was in today, but I was looking for that. As a matter of fact, I was going to be, and I'm going to find it before this weekend is out.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely going to find it. You can also pick it up downtown. You can pick it up at the Fort Worth Independent District. And y'all definitely pick it up and check out my picture. It made the front cover of the Black Boys. What you think about that, Carrie?
Listen, I think that's big time, Dunny B. But you know, you got mad skills with video cameras and with regular cameras. So that's just your gift making room for you. That's just your gift making room for you, man.
Hey, man. I need to get paid for it though, Miss Carrie.
you know what to do. You know what to do. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, Carrie, I'll tell you what, I'm going to thank you for spending this first hour hanging out with me right here. And y'all remember, we are definitely doing it real big. We're going to go to some more music after we go to a quick station break. Again, Carrie, thank you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you, Johnny B. Good night.
We love you.
Bye. Love you back. Bye-bye.
All right.
The first annual Urban Underground Awards 2013. The Urban Underground Awards is dedicated to bring recognition to the nation. Hard-working, unsigned, underrated talent in all genres. Music, fashion, blogging, etc. in 20-plus categories. The 2013 Urban Underground Awards will recognize all talent annually. First phase has begun. Submission phase. In order to compete, contestants must submit 2 to 3 songs, a hot biography, including a picture, via email. In addition, submissions will be also accepted for models and graffiti artists also. The models and graffiti artists must submit 2 photos of their work, beginning April 1st. The email address to submit for competition is urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. I do repeat, urbanundergroundawards@gmail.com. And don't forget, log in to cboyuradio.com to see rules and regulations, and most important, the category. Peace.
All right, y'all, man. Welcome back to the all-new Up and Down Radio Magazine. I'm your host, Mr. Donnie B. We're doing a great job. I want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there listening to us. Miss Carrie Hines, the host of Center Stage. I can check her show out every night. I mean, every Friday. I don't know why I say every night. Every Friday night, right here on Blog Talk Radio from 8 p.m. to 11. I mean, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going live to the phone line. We got my play mother live with us, Miss Eve. And y'all don't know Miss Eve, okay? The one that started me on this Blog Talk. I wouldn't know nothing about Blog Talk if it wasn't for her. So y'all got to thank Miss Eve.
How are you doing?
Fine.
How are you doing?
I am fine. Blessed, Holly. Blessed, can't complain even if I wanted to.
You better not. You better not.
I don't think
I hear that all of what you're doing, Donnie. I'm just so proud of you and all. And I got your text and I said, let me check on him because I'm finally going to be on time. You just all over the place.
Hey, you know what?
Podcast to catch you.
Well, you know what I'm finding out, Mr. Ian, and I was just telling some people this today off the record, but I was just telling them, you'll never find nothing. All the research I've done with different radio stations, I got to be honest with you, Blog Talk is the best.
Oh, yes. This is a community out there. Thank you, Alan Levy,
who's
for creating the Blog Talk community.
Well, you know that we don't know. Who is that?
Alan Levy.
Yeah.
That's the creator, the owner of Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't even know that. Do he actually listen to some of these shows?
He have a show of his own.
Have you ever called into his program?
No. Ain't no need of me lying. Because I got so much going on my plate, I be making news myself.
I know that's right. What's been going on with you? Speaking of news, what's going on with you, Miss E? What's been the latest update?
Learning that we have ourselves to deal with, and everything starts from within out, and then you can talk all you want about somebody else, but it's all good, you know. It is what it is. That's what I'm learning.
Ooh. Hey, I like that.
It is what it is, and that's all it is. And like I said, if I don't be myself, Donnie, who am I going to be? I'm going to be over in your lane trying to be Donnie B?
No, I think Miss E need to stay in her lane and be Miss E, and I need to stay in my lane too, Mr. Donnie B.
Come on, because I can't hound your shoes, Donnie. You got an individual pair of shoes that nobody can
so
deal with.
I don't think I can. Miss Eve, I got so many shoes. I don't know if I can wear every last one of them. I got so many. Miss Eve, you know my pictures don't made. Hey, Miss Eve, you know my pictures don't made the Levita front cover of the Levita this week.
I'm going to have to pick up kids' paper and see what's going on.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to have to do that.
breast cancer marathon. I need to send you some of these pictures too for your next paper come out. Your paper just came out today too, did it?
No, we're in the process of getting it started back up. We've been on a rest period and going into different levels since this media is so great out here. They talking about that. Oh, that's the 666. I say, oh hell, 999. You know. This is one of the, God gave us life, and we have it to do what we want to do. That don't mean life is bad because you decide you want to do it. And what's bad anyway, you know?
You're right.
What's good
right.
today if you keep on living will be bad tomorrow, man? You better
That's right.
All
and you'll be wearing yourself
now.
To death. And you'll be wearing yourself
it.
To death.
I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do that, you know.
Well, Missy, but I want to touch on this because a lot of people are not even getting the newspaper no more. You know, most people now, it's so easy to look for your information that people are actually staying online 24/7 looking at news and stuff online. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yes, that's why I'm online.
mm-hmm.
And even outside, I keep it small. I'm not going to get all big so they be using my paper to line the parrot cages and the bird cages and stuff. How can you read all of that stuff? And I can get it in 2 seconds. And here you are in the media, take a whole week for you to go through protocol and all that stuff and then come out here with some old leftover stuff. So I
have
my
newspaper
online.
You haven't got time to get to the media. It's already old news anyway. Somebody else already
got it.
Yeah,
most papers are good for the community and the surrounding areas. You know, things that are happening that's of interest and, you know, the places to eat in the area and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's real. That's still good. That's still
right,
good.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I'm looking for, you know, and most people, to be honest with you, a lot of people spend time on the computer, if they got a computer. But you still got those people out there that, it's computer illiterate, because I was one of them, who's not really into the computer. So those people, the newspaper is going to be perfect for those people.
Oh, yeah. And I love to read. I love to have something in my hand, you know.
Well, I know that's right. Wait a minute. Drinking a cup of coffee and reading is good. Hey, we got to go to the phone line. I think somebody want to talk to you.
Okay.
They hear us talking. 817-716, you live on the radio. 817-716.
Hi, Miss Eve.
Hello there. Who am I speaking to?
This is Deborah.
Okay.
Donnie B's friend and Sylvia's friend. I've been in your home several times.
You know how it is. You're going by first names, and it's a lot of beautiful Debs out there.
Well, how are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. And how are you? How have you been doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I just graduated from college.
Woo!
I just graduated from Everest for medical administrative assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful to God, you know, that I got that done and over with, and hopefully I'll land a job out paying $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Because you know one thing about, I was just speaking to a group of people today, the money is not in the cure. You know, they had cured polio. That's the last cure they were going to cure. They ain't finna cure nothing. The money is in the sickness and in the disease, and that particular phase of life is always needing somebody to help them out.
Yeah.
That's right, because the doctors don't want you getting well.
Well, I mean, you know, shoot, why would they? If they invented
they
got to pay back $500,000 or $600,000 loans that they took out learning how to do this stuff. You know, you just have to use some common sense of your on your own. Take your own health in your own hands and your own life and religion and all of that stuff.
That's right.
Anyway, that's another story.
But you know what? I agree. But you know what? The health care is out of hand. You know, I have been a caregiver for 8 years, and I've seen people taking 11 pills at one time, 22 pills a day, and it was to keep them incapacitated. They didn't want
I'm even gonna go out on the limb and say this, even those that's in the healthcare business with them darn pills, vitamin C's and E's and D's, when all you have to do is go out in the sun for 20 minutes and lean your head over so that sun can hit your neck, and you got your whole day of vitamin D.
Hallelujah,
whoa.
That is true.
Oh,
for real?
You don't have to be taking all of them vitamins with them gelatin things on the outside getting, it's all about the money, honey.
Yep,
and you know what? If they cut us open today, all them pills would be still in our stomach.
Oh, wait a minute. Like they said, I haven't had corn in 25 years, and you said you see an ear of corn. Yeah, still been hiding up in there.
Wow. That is true, though. I do agree with you on that.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So you have to just, in moderation, all things in moderation, and be sure to have you a little liquor every day. I didn't say lick her. I said alcohol.
You know what I'm thinking about, don't you?
Have a little of
corn. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you better
a glass of wine does the body good a day.
Oh, girl, please, all things in moderation. I said, if you have a glass of wine or something, get your behind somewhere and sit down, you probably wouldn't have to take all them anxiety pills and things.
That's right. I agree with you on that. You're right.
Just use some simple, stupid stuff. Dip you some snuff or something. You old enough that you ain't going to lose that type of thing. You know, that
snuff
will make
like
you
snuff.
Real woozy and drunk. You don't need about one dip a week.
That's what them country boys be doing.
With that chew some tobacco machine. Chew some tobacco.
Oh, yeah. I tried to do that. My uncle made that tobacco look so good he could chew it and spit. Ooh, I couldn't wait to get behind his back. That stuff like that made me so woozy. The only thing that stopped it was to eat some watermelon. I ate some watermelon and it brought me back. I said, I was a little kid then.
Wow, watermelon.
But no, I don't do no chew. I don't do the chew.
I don't see how they can do that. I mean, I never tried it, but I used to perpetrate it by getting a fudge brownie. No, for real, I used to get fudge brownie and put it between my lips like I was chewing tobacco. People be like, "Hey, that's so nasty."
You know what?
They gonna try to
reel it up. We used to eat that clay dirt when we was kids.
Oh yeah.
See, if people know that everything is in the herbs now.
Uh-huh,
we don't have
uh-huh.
to take. I agree with you, Missy. We don't have to take all these pills.
So no.
Well, you know, the good book says the lack of knowledge, the nation perishes, and perish mean die, and you know all that. Well, it's because they didn't have the knowledge, and knowledge is the key. And we're in the knowledge era now. These computers, man. I've been all over the world for a long time, but now, man, I'm all over the world for real on real time, all over the world. I said, man, I love this. I ain't scared of nothing.
You know what? You gotta use it and lose it.
So, Donnie, what are you getting ready to do? Anything that I should know about?
No, we just actually I haven't really been doing that much. I've just been taking a lot of pictures for the Levita and then going out to different events, doing different stuff like that. But I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything special.
Well, did Don
call you?
I'm like
you. I've been taking a break. You talk
well,
very well.
Well, I've been taking a break from this, but I've been doing my stand-up comedy now for a good little while. And all
oh,
that kind of stuff.
That. Me and
Paul,
I'm going to come out there and see you.
I ain't thinking about you, Donnie, because you were supposed to be coming to my birthday party, And I ain't heard from you since. You done went to
Spain. I'm gonna come with Sister Deborah. Sister Deborah, we gotta go to her next event and
I'll
make it back
there.
Up to her.
You need somebody to open up for you.
You need.
I'm gonna ride with you.
Well, okay, wait a minute. I heard her ask if I needed something. I'm not finna miss anything. What you said, babe?
I said, do you need an opening act?
Be quiet, Donnie.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said, do you need an opening act?
Oh, an opening act. Now, baby, we sure do need to talk. Because I got a lot of venues and places that need that kind of stuff. But we need to talk, okay? On for real, for
yes,
real.
Yes, y'all,
Donnie,
I need to be part of
nobody.
I'm going to tell you. Go ahead.
I'm very serious about this.
Well, what do you do?
I am very funny. You know, it's Christian. It's, you know, we can laugh. You know, we can have fun without talking dirty. But I've been thinking about it for a long time because laughter is like a medicine. And it really lifts my spirit. And I would love to do it.
Wow, this is the first time I ever heard of this one. Whoa. Well, I tell you what, you know what, Miss E?
Well, yeah, but I make you laugh all the time.
Yes, you do, and I want you to do some stand-up comedy live on the radio right now.
Live on the radio right now?
Yeah, you live right now. I want you to do some stand-up comedy right now.
Okay.
We listen.
Let me see what.
Sister Deborah about to do some stand-up coming in live right here. We got a lot of people by phone listening to us. Shout out to everybody tuning in to us at 214 area code 536-214. Oh man, 617-404 area code. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Why do women not make coffee according to the Bible?
I don't know that answer. I'm going to let you come up with that one. What you think, sister?
Because Hebrews.
I like it.
Hebrews.
I like it.
Hebrews the coffee,
like
not
that.
Shebrews.
I like that. I like that.
That's a good one. That's a good
that
one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I think you got a chance, and I think you're going to be used right here on this show. I think Sister Eve going to use you.
Lord, Sister Eve.
I have another one.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm ready.
I was passing by a church one day, and the sign on the church that says, it said that God was looking for religious people and not nutty fruits. You get that?
Wow. I'm trying to figure it out.
Religious folks and not nutty fruits.
Well, yeah,
no,
you know, so some people are kind of like religious nuts.
Oh, so
you know,
religious
fanatic
people. Okay.
Yes. So God is looking for spiritual fruit, not religious nuts.
Okay.
Wow.
Now that part I understand, because religion is one of the toughest demons out there, as far as I'm
Come
concerned.
Come on, man.
Because it's man's denomination, and they use that religion to do a whole bunch of stuff. But now spirituality and truth, if you are a searcher of spiritual things and in your meditation, which meditation is one of the martial arts, people try to get all scary. Oh, I don't do martial arts. Well, if you go and meditate, you're doing martial arts. That's a form of martial arts, meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people try to stop you from doing what comes natural in your heart and soul. If you believe the Bible, you say you, it's personal now according to Jesus. If you say you believe in Jesus and all that,
yes,
you're going to be nailed to the cross. That's a done deal from the top to the bottom. That veil will split. So
that's
I'm tired of all these people running back to the vomit like the doctor to his own vomit, just putting you back under the law and under all that stuff. I'm sick of that. So I do say a few words on my stand-up comedy, and I make it hot and sweet. I bet you do. I know how I am. I don't never know what kind of radio show Dot is doing, so I learned to just shut up. I don't want to hurt nobody.
I've got one coming up at 11:30, a special one at 11:30.
Ten more minutes. Now, you know I'm going to tell it just like it is. I don't care.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to brush up on my comments. I'm going to brush up on my comedy.
Oh, yeah. See, that what you just had should have been broken down into three or four parts. You have to have a lead in to what you was going to say, a little something in the middle to not let it, you know, yours is knock, knock, who's there. And those are good, too. You know, those are good, too.
That's
but
true.
The story, you can take a knock, knock, who's there, and when you get through stretching it and rubbing it out, they think you're finna put it in a pie shell.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Miss Eve, let it rise.
Work on it,
because
I get up there. I've been a comic all my life, so, I mean, you know.
Hey, Miss Eve, I got one for you.
Okay.
Y'all ready? Why did the chicken cross the road?
To find out if any ducks was over there.
Yeah, because it was a church over the corner trying to sell chicken dinners.
And I was not going to say to go on the other side. I know y'all were like, okay, I know you're going to try to come up with what's going on the other side of the road.
What's the punchline? I'm just messing with you.
I don't know.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
The chicken crossed the road because he was thinking how to get to the other side.
Look at Dottie trying to be heavy. Daddy,
remember the always say you gotta think before you say anything? So he was thinking. He wasn't just gonna go on the other side. See, everybody was saying he's going on the other side. Now he's thinking first because he may not make it on the other side. So he ain't trying to get hit by no car.
That's why he finally crossed, because he was thinking, huh?
Uh-huh.
He put his thoughts to action.
Yes, he did. We got more people calling in to the show, y'all. Let's get some more phone calls.
Okay.
Y'all hold on for 1 second. We are definitely doing it real big right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio. Y'all hold that thought. I still say he was trying to get to the other side. We're going down to 817-448. You are live on the radio.
How you doing, Donnie B?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Glad to hear your voice, man.
Man, thank you so much, man. We got the twins from the funeral home live with us right now. Tell everybody who you are, twins.
Brother Johnson and all of them.
Hi,
yes,
Joanna.
Ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got a good one for you. Who takes over when the president dies?
Ma'am?
Who takes over when the president dies?
Just a family funeral.
The vice president take over. And you asked why did the chicken cross the road? He crossed the road because he knew I was going to be home to eat some chicken on Sunday.
I'll
tell you why the chicken crossed the road, because the Cajun was after him. They'll eat anything that won't move, and that chicken said, you can be mad and worry about somebody else, but it don't. If that's a Cajun after you, better get out the way.
I think the chicken crossed the road because he knew there was going to be a funeral at the church at 11 o'clock.
And they were going to be serving chicken, and he got out of the way.
That's right, because that's all what every church serves, some chicken, some greens, and some corn and a roll.
Hey, you know you're black when you start eating some greens and some chicken. You know we got to have our chicken.
That's right.
How's everything been going with you? Going with you, man.
Everything going good, man. I just glad to call in to hear my good old friend on the radio, Donnie B.
Man, I so appreciate that. We trying to do some big things in the community. You got to pick up that Black Voice this week, man. You can see my picture on the front cover of the Black Voice.
Well, congratulations.
Breast Cancer Marathon run that they had. Those pictures are my pictures.
Yes, sir.
That's right, man. You gonna do some? You gonna pray? You gonna give us an inspiration word of the night?
Inspiration word for the night. I was in the store tonight, and a little boy was crying because he wanted some noun later. His mama walked away and said, no, you don't need it. I said, no, ma'am, I'll go ahead and pay for it. Got to the stand, and he got the $9. He looked at me and thanked me. So I want to tell the radio listening audience out there, now is the time, because tomorrow ain't promised. We can't wait till later. All we got is right now.
That's true. You're right.
But now is the time, because later may never get here. We may not wake up in the morning. So all we got is right now.
Right.
That's a wonderful word.
That's the word for the day. Go get yourself a pack of now lasers and think about that. Now and later.
Now and later. I like that. Man, you know, we got to invite you to come back on the show, you and your brother, to do a one-hour special. We've been saying we're going to do it for the longest. I'm going to call you tomorrow. We're going to go ahead and set it up. They're going to do a segment every week. Ask the Undertaker?
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying it for a prime example. We're going to come up with a whole
different name. Yeah, that'd be good, because I need a prepaid barrel plan.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we look forward for that weekly radio spot for that 1 hour. And maybe we'll get some chicken on the side as well.
That sounds good to me.
Chicken. Hey, I like that.
Don't have no barbecue, and I can't eat it.
See, y'all making me hungry. It's late night, and y'all are making me hungry. I got, 30 more minutes before the show is over with. Y'all talking about some food.
Well, go ahead and fast these next 30 minutes, and then after that, you can go buy you some chicken at home down the beach.
Oh, now you know I'm going to sleep after that.
Well, go to sleep thinking about some chicken.
I'll probably be dreaming about some chicken. And I hope it's KLC.
I know that's right.
Don't get no spicy late at night.
Oh, I know. I already know.
Unless you got a wife.
Uh-oh. Well, I tell you what, Twins, man, we thank y'all for calling into the program. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. And thank all the radio listening audience out there. Don't forget Johnson Family Mortuary, 1051 South Hanley Drive, 817-496-TWIN. That number again, 817-496-8946. Thank you, and God bless.
Y'all hear the first right here. We're going to go to some music right now. Y'all ready to jam?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like Jay-Z's song.
That was actually just an open letter that we read that everybody's been talking about. So.
Okay, that was it?
Lord have mercy and pity on your sons, what I once was and what I have become. Lord have mercy and pity on your sons.
Dark past, full of evil endeavor. Heart clean never, black and ugly as ever. However, I see my family die from them rocks. The fiends on blocks, including my own pops. Homie, I've seen too much to drink them too good. Can't lean on the lean, already way too screwed up. Was way too gone, I was way too cold. 50-yard Hail Mary, I was way too sold. I was Tarzan, raised by gorillas and the beast. Gorilla the beat, then that truth came hit me, got me out of my brain. All my partners say I'm changed, now I'm gonna say the same, huh?
I've seen them boys, man, take that hard way. For God's sake, bitch it, boy, he just took three the hard way. Toss me up, hard away, crucifix, no jewelry. This wouldn't be the deal for me, took them up to Calvary. I was a GGK, crawling out to UGK. Running from the APD, puffing, puffing every day. No Rick James, man, I've been looking for a super freak. Nasty, Tammy, yo, candy, super sweet. But now your boy turned up, free from all the pain. Your most you can call it unashamed.
Lord, have mercy and pity on your son, from what I once was to what I have become.
around so fast that you would swear I was dizzy. Now they asking who is it, now they wondering my name. I run in my own lane, screaming Jesus came. Till my heart stop pumping, no more blood in my veins. Watch me turn up every day, homeboy, I'm so unashamed.
Oklahoma for a casino trip.
Now, it's not clear yet what caused the driver to veer to the right, but here's what happened next. The chartered Cardinal Coach Line bus was headed north on Highway 161 when it hit a rubber crash cushion. State Trooper Lonnie Haschel describes what happened next.
Hit that, it bounced back across the lanes of 161 into the grassy area and struck a concrete barrier.
Video from Chopper 5 shows cushion and skid marks.
It rode up on top of that concrete barrier and then overturned on its right-hand side.
The bus came to a stop in the grassy median of the highway. No other vehicles were involved in the wreck.
It took just a few minutes for emergency and rescue crews to actually make it to the crash scene.
Yeah, back once again to a live picture here from Chopper 5. You know, in those first few moments, people who saw the crash rushed to the wreckage to see if they could somehow help the injured.
All right, y'all, man, we are still here talking about some important information that happened today. And I'm going to ask Sister Deborah, what was her thoughts on that bus wreck today? What did you think about that today, Sister Deborah?
You know, I just think it's a real tragedy, and it's very tragic. And we need to start praying, because the people that have been doing on the boat trips and going on cruises, something has happened to the boats. And, you know, now these people are going to the gambling casinos, and they get in a bus accident. So I think anybody that wants to travel abroad or anywhere, we don't know if it's conspiracy or what's going on, but several cruise ships have just shut down, you know, with hundreds of people on them. So I don't know. I don't think I'll ever take a cruise.
Right. Well, and a lot of people still wondering, I mean, because the bus driver is still in critical condition right now. So we're going to continue to pray for the bus driver. They said he was, they went on record saying that he was a good bus driver. He was really good, and he had been driving for a long, long time, for over, what,
really?
20 to 30 years. Yeah, so, you know,
okay.
What they're trying to find out
so
now is what
Paris. Paris.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So, we just going to continue to pray for him, and the people that was on the bus was 70, 80 years old. Like they said, they were going to the casino. And they was leaving from, they actually left from Fort Worth, Texas, over there in Woodhaven. They was over there at that Walmart over there. That's where they left from.
Really?
Yeah. So we got to pray.
I didn't know
that. Yes. Well, we got to pray.
So they hadn't been too long out on the road.
Right. They weren't even on there long. We just got to pray.
True? Did you hear some?
Go ahead.
That's right, Donnell. Did you hear that some people were trapped up under the bus?
Yes. They're not saying how many people was, but it was pretty bad. It was 43 some of the people that was actually on the bus, two of those 43 people was killed, so they still investigating to find out what actually took place about that. Also, we want to move along. Also, earlier we talked about the open letter. Now, you heard the song earlier. You said you didn't like the song. You was you uncomfortable with the song called Open Letter?
Well, I believe everyone should have free speech.
Mm-hmm.
But just to target this couple out of, you know, I believe it has something to do with we have to get permission. Everyone has to get permission to go to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
No
That's
one can
true.
Go to Cuba.
That's true. I think he was angry and upset with that because he couldn't go over there and he wanted to go over there. He talked about in the song how he loved going over there and how he loved being over there and stuff. So, and it looked like that if you listen to the music, it looked like he was saying that Barack Obama told him to chill. So the question is, what was that all about? And was he angry and upset? Y'all probably hear me tomorrow on a Robert Ashley show talking about it. I'll probably be calling into his program tomorrow if they have any open line time. But again, Jay-Z just came out with a song overnight because he was frustrated. The question is that everybody's trying to find out what was the purpose of coming out with this song so quick. Every news site is on this story, from MediaTakeout.com, which is the biggest, from TMZ. Every last one of them is on this story. And so y'all probably going to be hearing about this for the next couple of days. And also, we want to touch on this, Sister Deborah, Kim Kardashian. It's a big thing going on with her and Kanye West. Now, according to MediaTakeout.com, Kanye West got a new song coming out called I Am A God. What are your thoughts on that? I Am A God. And also wants to name his baby Christ, but with a K. Go ahead.
I don't know. He came out with a song years ago, Jesus Walks.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, a lot of gospel stations was playing the song, but when they found out that he was talking about himself or speaking of himself as a God, then they stopped playing it. But I remember that several years ago. I think I think some of these celebrities think they're larger than life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think you're
the
right.
way he did Taylor Swift, you know, just walk up and take mics out of people's hands. You know, I wouldn't name my child Christ, but you know, teach his own.
Right. Well, I think
you know, especially an illegitimate baby. I wouldn't even name. I wouldn't even think about it.
Well, we're gonna be touching in the next couple of weeks, everybody. We're gonna everybody, you have to tune into the program, Sister Deborah, because we're gonna be touching on some heavy. We are in research right now. I got a team of people researching with me right now. We're going to get deeper into what is the Illuminati. We're going to get deeper into it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about that. And we got some powerful brothers who actually hang out with these celebrities. And they're going to tell us who is Illuminati and what's the sign. Now, Jay-Z, we all know that he practiced witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get deeper into that. We're also going to get deeper into what really happened with, what's her name? The celebrity that got killed on the plane, Aaliyah. We're going to get deeper with her. And as we get closer to Michael Jackson's anniversary, we're going to be talking about that. And we're just going to get deeper to find out what is going on with these celebrities that they're dying so fast. Is this money?
Yeah, because Lopez left dying.
Yes, yes, yes. What are your thoughts on that?
It may be a conspiracy. Sacrifice, I hear, when I hear people talk of Illuminati, I hear blood sacrifices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty deep on what's going on, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. We got some powerful brothers coming on the program in the next couple of weeks. We're working on it now. And they're going to give us, and we want everybody to fill the line up, call in, give us your input, voice your input on some of these important topics. And my question to you, Sister Deborah, you got grandkids now. Would you let your kids, if your son or your granddaughter came up to you and asked you, can I be a Illuminati, what would you be saying to that child if that child asked you that?
First, I'd ask them, do you know what Illuminati is, or do you know what it means? But, you know, I wouldn't just say no and not tell them to look up Illuminati. They're computer literate now. And, you know, and that's just like somebody, a kid asking if he can join a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would probably be something I couldn't answer unless, you know, I said, look it up and see what Illuminati means, or why
right.
would you want to join a game? And this whole thing, it's just a lot deeper than we think.
It is. It's deeper than us. It's deeper than what we think. This thing is way over us. So that's something we're going to be getting into deeper in the next couple of weeks. We'll keep y'all posted on that. And also, we're going to talk about the African-American. What are your thoughts on that? Do African-Americans really have rights? How much rights do we have as African-Americans? We're going to talk about those in the up-and-coming shows coming up in the future, near future. And we're just going to get on some heavy topics. Also, I want to make a quick announcement. Now, y'all know tomorrow's going to be hot. It's going to be partly cloudy. Sunny and hot tomorrow. It's going to be a high of 71 degrees. What you think about that, Sister Deborah? We back in the
temperature. Not too cold and not too hot.
Yes, it just rained, and we're going to have a high 70s. Coming up for the weekend, so for y'all people that's going to church this Sunday, because I'm going to be in the first one in church, Calvary Cathedral International, make sure that y'all dress up for the weather over the weekend. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. And also, next Thursday, April the 18th, the Footwear Housing Authority is hosting a job fair for those who are going to be in the Fort Worth area. The Footwear Housing Authority will be hosting a job fair. Some of the people that will be there will be JPS, Work Connections, Texas Workforce will be there, and all kinds of people will be there to talk about the jobs. So what you think about this, Sister Deborah?
I think that's great. I believe the job market here in Dallas-Fort Worth area is going to be pretty good. They're doing a lot of building. You know, over there where Walmart is, there's a lot of more stores.
Yes,
coming up there. And I've visited Walmart several times, and they've hired a lot of people of color.
Yes, they have. It all depends on where you go to. But again, I got that information. I'm looking at it right now. The job fair will be next Thursday, April the 18th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And the Fort Worth Housing Authority Administration Office is located at 1201 East 13th Street, zip code 7610, to be 102. For more information, some of the people that's going to be there will be Tarrant County Human Resource will be there. Tom Thumb will be hiring. U.S. Court Marshal will be there. Radio 1, 97.9 The Beat and 94.5 The Beat will also be there. I think they'll be broadcasting live. And also on one side, JPS Help Network will be there. The Fort Worth Park and Recreation Service will be there. The Fort Worth Transportation Authority will be there. And also the real estate market promotion will be there as well. So you got a lot of different businesses that will be there at the job fair, and we'll be there. I'll be there taking pictures for the Fort Worth Black Boys, Libita. So you'll see me out there as well. What do you think about that, Sister Deborah?
Oh, I love it. I think that's great, Donnell.
And thank you
for informing everybody.
Oh, yes, and that's what we're going to be doing on this program every night. We want to we're a national radio talk show globally, worldwide, but we try to focus on our local community and try to let people know what's going on in our local community right here in the heart of Fort Worth, Texas. So that's one of the things that we're going to be doing every day, every night, is informing you on news, community news and different stuff that's happening globally and also locally. I told the lady from Blog Talk tonight that I wanted to kind of focus on what's going on in our city because there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't know about. Sister Deborah, in closing remark before we let you go, what are your church doing right now? What are you guys doing at your church?
Right now, I have been visiting several churches. I haven't put my membership at either one. I have been asked to help teach a Sunday school class for the Baptist Temple over on Hemp Hill.
Okay.
And I did want to tell everyone if they can get out to see Lee Williams and Rance Allen, they'll be at Friendship West on Saturday.
Wow, okay. That should be amazing. How many people do you think could be coming after that?
Oh, it'd be a lot. I've been to see them. They always have a crowd. So
that's
a
never
ever
answered this.
Everybody loved Lee Williams and Rance Allen.
Now let me answer this, Sister Deborah. You ain't been winning no tickets lately, have you?
Yeah, I won tickets recently to see Kiki Sheard and James Fortune.
I'm gonna have to rub your back. It seems like you be winning all these hot tickets. Like you be winning all these
March
hot tickets.
Yeah, March the 3rd, I won tickets, and I tell you what, these young people are really bringing not only good music, but you know they have the soul saving music. You know they are really ministering the gospel through their
songs.
That's
what it's all about.
Kiki Spirit, she's anointed. She's a young lady just anointed. The anointing is all over.
Wow.
James Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of the other guy's name.
All right, then. Well, I tell you what, let's go over the top story of the day. We've been talking about the biggest thing that's been happening today. The biggest news in the local area is the bus wreck that happened this morning. 43-some-odd people was on the bus. Two of them was killed. The rest of the people was injured, and we still don't know the condition of those people. We'll continue to update. We'll have more updates tomorrow night when we come back on the show to tell you a little bit about what happened and the latest update on that bus wreck that happened. It was a private charter bus that was on its way to the casino, and we'll keep you abreast. The age of the people was 70 to 80 years old, so these were mostly elderly people that was on that bus. We'll keep you posted as we get more details about that. Tonight's weather forecast is calling for a high of 55 degrees tonight, so when you, as y'all get ready to go to sleep, tomorrow morning it's going to be high tomorrow morning as of 58 to 60 degrees. Tomorrow afternoon is going to be 71 degrees in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so it's going to be real hot tomorrow. So, kids, you may need your jacket in the morning, but you may not need your jacket when you get out of school, so you can put that jacket up in your backpack or something, like my little boy be doing. He would put his backpack up in his bag. But anyway, that is all we have as far as the community news and stuff. And if you are a resource person who got some community news that you want to share with us on our radio, you can email me at newsyoucanuse@yahoo.com. News you can use. You can also email me if you want to be a guest on the program. We're always looking for different guests. Now, don't y'all forget, the election is coming up for school board. Coming up, I believe, is from April the 29th to May the 7th. We will have Carlos Backsweat on the show with us next week. Are you familiar with that guy, Sister Deborah?
No.
And he works with the Fort Worth Independent School District School Board. So he'll be on the show with us next week. And I got a lot of questions for him because I want to know. Okay, especially since my little six-year-old goes to school, I want to know what is going on with our school district and how much money do we have in the budget to keep all of our schools open. As you know, 54 schools was closed down in Chicago. Is there a possibility that we can have school closing down here in Dallas-Fort Worth? That's something that we need to be talking about. So we're going to keep y'all abreast as we get more details about that. We are your local community programming that are trying to do some things in the community. And we also going to have more details tomorrow night about a fashion show, runaway fashion show that will be taking place on May the 4th in downtown Fort Worth at the Fort Worth Water Garden. We'll have more details about that and more coming up on tomorrow night's program as we get more details about that. Again, tomorrow's weather forecast is calling for partly cloudy with a no rain in the forecast tomorrow night. But it's going to be a high of 73 degrees in the Dallas-Fort Worth on tomorrow night. And this weekend, 83 degrees Sunday?
Whoa. Wonderful.
Yes, it's going to be hot. That means, Sister Debbie, you ain't got to worry about nothing. And a low of 66. So it's going to be even hot even in the evening time. And that is your weather forecast for tonight. And we have 9 more minutes left. Sister Debbie, you want to go to some more gospel hip-hop music?
Yes, let's do that. I'd like to give a shout-out to my brother, who will be turning another year older on tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Wait a minute. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the Deborah brother. Happy birthday to you.
Come on now, Donnell. Happy birthday, brother.
All right, y'all. We're going to go to some more gospel music. You are tuned in to Up and Down Magazine Radio Network, where we're trying to make a difference in the community. We'll be right back.
Reach Records Movement. I want to take this time out to salute the believer.
Cannon.
And shout out to the non-believers too.
Yeah, we definitely want to say a big shout out to Queen Bey, who listening to us live right here on the Hottest Radio Show Talk the Country. Let's get back to the music.
You lusting in for that busting mama that's strutting in, and you popping bottles, you throwing dollars, that's cool and partner, that's just in, that you gon' live forever whether you want to or not. Some of us gon' end up holy, some of us gon' end up hot. And yeah, I do believe in heaven, but my actions ain't the key. Them gates remain locked if everything follow me.
Da 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 da
have less than 3 minutes before we begin and get off the air and stuff. I definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us. We're going live to the phone lines right now, Sister Deborah. We got 310 standing by live with us right now. What's going on? Los Angeles in the building. Who are we speaking to?
Man, it's Lil Mont 3, man. Freeway Ricky Ross, nephew, man, the real Rick Ross. Freeway boys
hey.
In the building.
Hey, man, welcome to the show. What's been going on with you, man?
Hey, what's happening, Donnie, man? You know, we out here grinding, man. You know, we just locked Nick Cannon in for the movie, so, you know, we're doing our thing out here, man. The movie coming real soon. We working out the financial side of it, so y'all get ready for the real Rick Ross story, you know what I'm saying? Played by Nick Cannon, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So we working.
That's going to be big, man. You know you got to definitely keep me abreast on that. For those who do not know who we talking to the real Rick Ross nephew, live with us right here on the hottest radio show across the country, Up and Down Magazine Radio, man. And, man, if nobody know who the real Rick Ross is, we ain't talking about the rapper Rick Ross. We talking about the OG Rick Ross. Right? Am I right about that,
yes,
man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The real Freeway Ricky Ross. You know what I'm saying? American gangster. You know? So, yeah, man, you know, I'm out here grinding. We out here grinding. You know, the record label, Freeway Music Group. You know what I'm saying? The mixtape site, freewaymixtapes.com. The Freeway Boys presented by Freeway Ricky Ross and the Freeway Boys. Man, all the artists out there, y'all need to link up with us, man. Freewaymixtapes.com. Hit us up. Let's work.
Man, I got to ask you this, man. What's been going on? How's the radio station doing out there?
Actually, you know what I'm saying? Cali Radio, they still doing their thing. And, you know, we're in the process right now of doing Freeway Radio. From freewaymixtapes.com. So, you know, I need you, Donnie. I'm calling you because I need you, man. I need you to get over here with me, man, and you know, syndicate some of these shows you got, you know what I'm saying, connected to. Let's get it in on Freeway Radio, man.
Man,
right off
it's official. It's official, man. I'm gonna write your number down, man, that's on the switchboard, man, and I'm definitely going to give you a call. Oh, I got the number on my phone. I'm definitely going to give you a call tomorrow. We're going to talk more about it. When are you guys going to start the radio show up there?
Man, it's actually in the works right now. You know, I'm waiting on you to come put the finishing touches on it, Donnie. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You can give me a call tonight. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about it tonight. Let's make it happen.
Oh,
it's up and running.
Okay. I got 1 minute left. We on the air. And so you want to say something real quick, man, before we go out the airways?
Man, I want to shout out everybody in the state, great state of Texas, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's where my family originally from, man. We got much love for the whole state of Texas, Donnie B, you know what I'm saying? The whole situation, the movement, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all having me on. And, you know, let's make something happen, man, so I can get my uncle on. And we can go ahead and get it in, and, you know, we can network. You know what I'm saying? I only support the real. The real Rick Ross is not a rapper, for y'all that don't know.
Oh, gee. That's right, y'all. For real. Y'all have to see. If y'all didn't see that movie on BET, that's real. That movie that was on BET is real. All right, y'all. If it is to be, it's up to y'all to make a difference, y'all. We got 19 seconds, man. I want to thank you for calling in to the program, man. Give me about 10 minutes, man. Let me wrap everything up, then I'm going to be giving you a call, man.
All right, Donnie B, man. Y'all take care, man. One love. Freeway Boys
already.
In the building.
Y'all heard it first right here. And we definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody that's been tuning in to us. Remember, y'all, if it is to be, it's up to y'all to make a difference. Make a difference, y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow.